Let's go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with our mayor, Mayor Yemi Movilotti, joining us as always here on Cardio's Morning News. And Mr. Mayor, we appreciate it as always. It's going to be interesting when people go back and they look at your legacy over the years. You know, 50 years from now, they'll go, Mayor Yemi Movilotti had so much foresight to see how the city is growing and want to meet the needs of a growing city. Isn't that about your agenda?
Yeah, absolutely. I love this city. I love this community. This is where my kids were born. This is where I'm going to retire and be buried. And I want to make sure we are indeed doing that, leaving a legacy, not just for me, but for the future generations to come.
Well, and all that is well and good. And certainly everyone who lives here wants to see that. But this latest push to basically become the provider of ambulance service in the city, it has the potential to be a good city service. It also has the potential to be a financial boondoggle if it's not managed properly. I mean, a lot of people out there in the community would say private enterprise is the one that should handle services like this. Where do you come, we know where you come down on it, but where do you see the city being able to do something that private enterprise can't do?
That's a great question. And it's important for me to mention, first of all, that job that we're saying private enterprise, it's a government function. I by city law and by city code, the responsibility is on the mayor. Imagine that you're doing your job, but you're told that you can only do a certain part of your job. We have to give this part of your radio show to somebody else to take care of. That's really what it comes down to. We have historically chosen to outsource it to a private enterprise. We're in it for different reasons. They're in it to maximize profit for their shareholders. I'm in it to maximize services for taxpayers. They cannot meet our public safety needs, demands, and the changing landscape. And as you've mentioned, our city is growing, and we have to ensure that we are growing. We're keeping up with the public safety infrastructure. I mean, this is a national trend, and that's the thing. If the private enterprises were great for city, why are we seeing all over the country a move away from it? It's because it's the same reason, their inability to adapt to the current needs of our community.
You know, we've talked about the growth and all those things, and we talk about these men and women in law enforcement that just go out and put their lives out on the line every single day they put on the uniform. And this week, Law Enforcement Appreciation Week is going on as well. Speak to how important our law enforcement is to Colorado Springs.
Well, I try not to get ulterior about this one because it always gets me. The weight of the badge that they carry literally is heavy, and their sacrifice is immeasurable. And I just want to encourage our listeners, if you see an officer this week, make sure you smile and say hi and thank them for their services. I was able to attend the Blue Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral yesterday. Understand that we've lost 13 officers in our community over the years, and one of them, is a brother of one of our command staff. And, you know, these families, and not just the officers, these families say every day when they let their families, they kiss them goodbye. I mean, they're putting their lives in harm's way for us to keep our community safe. A safe city is a great city, and a great city is a safe city. So I'm really grateful for their work, and we remember those that we've lost in their efforts to keep our community safe.
Yeah, that's well said, and I know it is really an emotional thing for you. Sometimes I think, and I have a lot of empathy for police officers, and I just think, you know, when they get out of the car and they go up to a ticket stop, they don't know what's going to happen there. I mean, it's a very, very dangerous world that we live in right now. And I think what you said about giving those law enforcement officers the appreciation they deserve is so important. Last one for you. There was a big settlement happening yesterday, over $2 million settlement given to an individual that was taken out, you know, just beaten during a traffic stop. There are incidences that happen, and the city is dealing with it, I guess, in an appropriate way. Speak to that settlement yesterday.
Yeah, it's still an active investigation. We did have a meeting yesterday I guess 2 days ago to engage counsel, but I can't speak to it because it's still an active case. But whenever the settlement requires to meet a certain level of threshold, this is the beauty of democracy. I have to go to city council and explain why we have to give a bigger settlement. It's part of the realities of the job. But one of the things that our residents need to know that we weigh the cost. So at the end of the day, it comes to a financial decision, whether or not to go to a court or litigation. We just want to, at the end of the day, we're trying to make a decision that's in the best interest of our residents. And so we're pursuing a settlement.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Mayor, thanks for the time. As always, we always appreciate talking to you and you giving us your honest opinions and all those things. We really appreciate it so much. Looking forward to the next one next month. Thanks again for the time.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.